The Utah Jazz fell like flies before the night started, but then once it got going, the big injury happened to Phoenix, and Utah cruised to a 118-97 win behind Joe Ingles' career high. It's all coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East. I got a great email today from some people that are heading down south. They were listening to Locked On Jazz today, so they decided to stop at the store on the way. They got the freeway. They picked up 5 mudslide cookies, 3 pints of ice cream, and a bunch of other stuff. And when I emailed them back, they said the mudslide cookie was the best cookie they've ever had. Boom! All right. How are you, Ron Boone?
I'm doing great, David.
I thought the Jazz might hold the Phoenix Suns to less points than you had strokes today, but that's not true. You shot under a 97.
Yeah, under, huh?
You shot under a 97?
Oh, I did shoot under a 97, yes. But, David, it was from the white tee, so I expected to shoot under 97.
People were listening on the radio and think I really actually just got in trouble. I did not. Ron Boone tried to get me fired at the end of our radio segment for my perfect stuff. All right. This was interesting because we down 10-0 early, 15-2, and you actually were a little worried at that point.
I was worried because of the start the Jazz had, and then Thabo picks up a couple of fouls, and it seemed like the things were just going downhill. Didn't expect the Jazz to make an adjustment to what was going on out there, and Booker gets hurt, and Joe Ingles catches fire.
Joe Ingles was our post-game guest. I thought he was really interesting. The two things we talked to him about were, one, that he started, they were forcing him to his right hand more than any team ever has before. And in turn, he finished with 27 points and 8 assists. Like, I thought that was a remarkable sign of where Joe is as a player, that a guy like Igor knows him that well and basically clearly said, like, do not let him get to his left hand. And yet he had an answer.
Yeah, how many times do you see that with a lot of players in the league where they figure it out and they still just as effective? Now, Joe knew he had to score tonight as well. I mean, he took 13 shots tonight, and Donovan Mitchell takes 19. No one else is close as far as shot at the rim. I mean, what field goal attempt tonight. So he knew he had to score, and he made that adjustment, was able to get right to his spots in the paint and make things happen. What was he from the three-point line? 6 for 8 from the three-point line. That's awesome.
I mean,
stuff.
Whether it's coincidental or not, from the day in which Joe Ingles and Renee came public about the diagnosis of their son, he has been playing great. And if you now look back at January, when Joe was going through, obviously, much more than any of us realized, he was really scuffling before the break. So there's an interesting angle there to all of this. The other one was Joe's conversation about Epe Udo. And just really what happened tonight, Joe said, was that Epe Udo figured out how to run the pick and roll with the way the way Phoenix was guarding it, and then Rudy learned from Epe. I thought that was really fascinating.
It is fascinating, and I thought also that how much he pays attention to every center that he does a pick and roll with. Obviously, Rudy and Derek Favors, but then he made a point to make sure that you knew that he works with Epe in practice, because a lot of time he works with the second unit and running the point guard position. So he knows everyone's of those guys' tendencies and where they like the ball and how to get the ball to them.
So really impressive performance. Joe kind of spearheading that one. Donovan just mundanely goes through to a 29.5 rebound, 6 assist night. These are the nights actually that show me that Donovan's a star, because it didn't feel like he did a whole lot. And yet you look at his box score line and he just methodically and efficiently walks down big numbers. His catch and shoot game right now is on fire.
Yeah, you can tell he's been working very, very hard on that. And I'm not sure if he knows that his catch and shoot numbers were down and he wanted to work on it, or he was just trying to improve in all areas. And spent 35 minutes on the floor tonight. I mean, he knew he was going to have to probably play a few more minutes than he normally plays. And Quinn did a pretty good job, don't you think? The Jazz start to lose the lead and things start to go a different direction, he'd bring those guys back in and you're just trying to distribute minutes.
A little bit of also Quinn Snyder's smarts, and Dennis Lindsay and Justin Zanuck in the front office deserves credit for this as well, is these guys they keep finding. So if you think about tonight, Joe Ingles is a key part of this game, is someone who they took off the Clippers scrap heap and they turned into a heck of a player. Royce O'Neal plays 33 minutes tonight for the Jazz. His line's not going to wow you. He had 2.6 rebounds, 3 assists. George Niang, who was released by a bunch of teams, spent last year in the G League for the Jazz, had 11 points in 27 minutes, was a plus 23 tonight. I mean, these are pieces that the Jazz are just finding there. And then to Quinn's strength is, tell me what they do well, and I'll figure out how to use them.
That is such a great approach. If you're going to have someone on your team, okay, what does this guy do well? And then you deal with that, and for the most part, it makes him good. There are a lot of players that have come in this league that complement a system, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. Now, could Joe Ingles be good on a lot of teams in the NBA? Absolutely. You know, if we understand the Clippers wanted to keep him. They just said that they would have had to cut someone that had a
Jared
no-cut
Cunningham count. Is who they kept instead.
Right. So, but Joe complements this system as well as anyone I've seen since Quinn Snyder's been here.
And finally, we cannot forget him. 21 minutes plus 19 for Raul Neto. He is in the 98th percentile in the NBA of plus-minus for his team. It is remarkable what he does for this group.
Well, at 12 or 13 minutes a game, you know that he's going to make an impact on the ball game. Now, you just mentioned how Quinn knows how to get the best, you know, out of some players and put them in the right situation to do that. Neto's a perfect example. He comes in, gets the job done, doesn't make a lot of mistakes. You don't lose a lot when he's on the floor. Lots, most of the time, as you just mentioned, plus 19. So that means you're gaining stuff when he's on the floor. So,
Igor Kokoschkov told us before the game, it sounded very definite that Jimmer Fredette would play more. He fulfilled that promise. We saw Jimmer for 22 minutes. Do you have any thoughts on that?
He's struggling to. This is a game that he's not familiar with, and I don't know if he can ever look good in the NBA. Now, can he play 12, 13 minutes a night for some team? Probably. If he plays the way he played tonight and he gets hot and makes some shots, then, you know, they can leave him in there. But I can't see him because he doesn't pass. I mean,
he can't run the pick and roll.
And he can't run the pick and roll. And I know there's a lot of fans that love him. You know, we loved him as a college player. Just doesn't have the NBA tools.
That is Postcast. Jazz win it 118-97, 12th win in their last 13 games. Sacramento Friday is going to be a tussle, and see how many guys we actually have for that one. Talk to you then. This is Postcast.